Play the Waterworks Car Wash Pro Football Pick'em at WGIL.com for your chance to win a weekly prize and hundreds in cash at the end of the season from 156 East Bar and Grill and WGIL.
It's 542 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday night. Happy to share the last couple of nights talking about music a little bit with the Illinois Music Educators Association festivals for this region this weekend and next in the area. And we move on to keep talking about bands pretty much, as the Galesburg High School Marching Streaks has had what I think a lot of people have been saying is a pretty darn nice year. So thought we'd give you the official post-game show, if you will, for the season, since we spent a lot of time talking about football. Might as well bring the band in every now and then. Andy Empey is the band director at Galesburg High School, and he's in studio tonight. Thanks for coming in, and congratulations on your success this year.
Thanks for having me on.
Let me start at the beginning, because as I was saying at the beginning of the hour tonight, I was a manager growing up or going through high school and things, so I was too busy to really kind of appreciate the importance the band has and the Marching Streaks in this case have, you know, in terms of the overall like experience at a football game. But it really kind of, for you guys, that's not where it stops. I mean, that's pretty much where the week begins for you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that that's part of what we do for sure, is to be there to support our football team, support our school, and get everyone excited. But yeah, then you go on to that next side of things, which is the competitive side, and then all the community performances that we do as well.
What's it take to for someone to be in the Marching Streaks? I mean, obviously, you know, you have to be a musician, but
yeah,
how far beyond that does it go? What kind of skills does it take? And commitment, I guess, too, is just as important.
Sure. Well, all these kids have come up through the system, you know, starting in sixth grade, mm-hmm. and then they come on into high school. But, you know, they're so used to learning how to play their instruments sitting in a chair. So when you have a freshman coming in, you know, now all of a sudden you're adding this movement and all that element into the mix. And, you know, that can take some time to get the coordination and things like that down. So, you know, these kids, it is a process. The good thing is, as I tell them when they come in, we have a lot of repetition, which, you know, helps them to kind of develop and grow.
How do they get to be in the Marching Streaks? What's the sort of, I guess, the requirement from that regard? Is it just that you've been through the whole band process since junior high?
Yep, there is no audition process. So okay. The kids just sign up for a band when they come into Galesburg High School.
So how big does a band does that make?
This year we were at 152.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that a large number? Is that pretty well on par?
I think right around par with where the band's been over the past couple of years. I think they've had some bigger years, but hopefully we have some bigger ones to come.
I was thinking about that when I was out at the Labor Day parade, of all things, this year, and I saw them marching past me. One, I can barely walk and talk at the same time, but two, as you said, the walking, the marching, and playing an instrument can be a little bit difficult. But I was kind of trying to look at the entirety of the band, because that's, I just think that's amazing in terms of numbers, how you're able to pull that off and have them all, you know, march in sync and follow the direction of the leader and that sort of thing.
Yeah. The kids, I think they're really dedicated. I've seen them. They're really excited about performing, and they work hard. So I think all of that dedication, that hard work element, I mean, those kids, they put it together and they do well.
And I feel like I kind of maybe get a little excited more about that than other things, because, as I mentioned, I'm not really an athlete. So this is a way you can sort of compete and participate without having to know how to throw football, let's say.
Right. Well, but it does also add that physical element in there as well to band, where they're moving and they have that physicality of marching and, you know, playing their instrument at the same time.
So we go to the marching band competition season. How long of a season that is, and what kind of preparation goes into competing versus just, say, playing in a football game?
Yeah. we did 5 field competitions this season.
Okay.
And we started all the way probably right at the end of July, where we did some Tuesday and Thursday rehearsals with the kids. And that led us into our pre-band camp, which is a week long. We just did 8 to noon. And then we had a band camp week, which was 8 to 4:30.
So you're almost doing 2-a-days like the football team.
Yeah, yeah. There definitely is a time commitment involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so you do 5 competitions. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go this year?
We went to the Washington field competition, which was in September. Mm-hmm. We went to the Geneseo Maple Leaf Marching Classic, the normal marching invitational. And then we went back to the Illinois State University State of Illinois Marching Championships, which was the first time in several years that the band has been to that one.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then we ended with the University of Illinois.
So let's start at what I consider the top here, the competition, the state competition at ISU. How'd you do?
They did really well. So we competed in Class 3A at ISU. The kids ended up placing 2nd to Marian Catholic.
Okay.
And then they made finals for the first time since 1993.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How do you kind of continue to keep the kids playing and kind of keep that skill level up when, by all rights, I would just be – just be excited about the placement and kind of the little bit of history, if you will, that was made there.
Yeah, they were very, very excited and proud of their accomplishment there that night. But I think U of I has always been one of those big competitions that
right.
this band program has really looked forward to. So, you know, they didn't let up that next week. They just kept pushing.
And that was the last competition of the year, right, at the U of I?
That's correct.
And you guys got first, if I remember. Is that correct?
They did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how difficult of a competition, outside of the state competition, what's the day like when you go to one of those competitions?
It can be a pretty long day for the kids. So, uh-huh. you know, like if I go back to ISU and talk about that,
sure.
the kids started and they their performance was actually at 12:45, but they still had the process of getting into uniform, getting props put together, all the equipment out. So, I mean, and then they made finals. So you went from probably, they got there at ISU about 11, and
okay.
then they didn't get home until about 1:30 a.m.
So. Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, I was on the speech team in high school, and, you know, once a week, you know, getting up at the crack of dawn to going to be gone all day at a speech meet was just bad enough. But yeah. that's really kind of, although a different, slightly different end of the clock, it's really an all-day job, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But the kids like it.
Yeah, and the one thing I also equate with the marching streaks is kind of the amazing sort of parent support that I see. Talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, we have a great group of parents that help us out. We couldn't do what we do without our parent support and our band booster organization. So we definitely have the band boosters that we have our monthly meetings, and we kind of meet with them and get things rolling. But then from there, they organize a crew of parents. We had about 15 parents at ISU to help us get the kids on and off the field pushing equipment. You know, then you have the parents that help get uniforms and all of that put together. So it definitely takes an army to get the kids going.
And then I imagine even more parents show up at some of the competitions.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the bigger ones, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty cool places to go and to get on the field.
Yeah. That U of I competition was probably pretty big then, right?
Yeah, it was. The downfall of this year was we had rain.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
They actually took us into the Irwin. They have an indoor practice facility.
Yeah.
So it was a full football field, and the kids got to perform their whole show, which was great, but we had to walk through the rain and all of that to get there.
Yikes. That doesn't sound pleasant at all. But
no.
hey, it was you overcame adversity and got first place.
Absolutely.
you had 3 first place this year. That's right?
We did. Yeah, we were first at the Geneseo Marching Invitational, and we also were the grand champion of that
field competition. Wow, that's amazing.
Normal, we were first in our class, and then the University of Illinois.
It's not just the playing of instruments. You have that sort of that flag corps that's with you, right?
Yes. Yeah. We had 25 girls and one gentleman on our color guard this year.
Okay.
And they did really well.
That's amazing. So
yeah.
you put it all together, and it's just as rigorous, it sounds like, as an athletic endeavor, and maybe even a little bit more difficult, just given, you know, the time commitment on a Saturday even.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely, the kids, like I said, the kids, I think they love it. They worked hard, and I just never got that, you know, it was ever a drag. The kids were always,
yeah.
there ready to go.
Yeah, that's amazing. So mentioning the band boosters, by the way, how much, obviously it's not inexpensive to to put on something like that. I imagine they help you out, you know, fundraising and things like that too, right?
Yes, yes. We have some fundraisers that go on through the year. Like right now, we're doing our Fannie Mae fundraiser, which is our annual event.
Yeah. Be still my heart. That's amazing. So so I imagine if you have a coworker somewhere or something that that comes up to you and hands you a sheet with Fannie Mae chocolates on it, you probably ought to help them out and buy a few bucks worth, right?
Absolutely.
And what other things do you do to raise funds? I imagine, obviously, you know, there's probably a part of the district budget that helps you out,
yeah,
too, but it doesn't cover everything, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's correct. But, you know, the thing that I've been happy with is the support that I have received from the school district.
Yeah.
They do cover the majority of what we do. And they've really been helping to push the program to the next level and kind of build up with some instruments and things like that.
It's something I was talking about yesterday with Madeline Wood of United when she was talking about the music festivals the next couple of weekends. As much as you hear nationally that arts programs are always sort of under the gun in terms of budget cuts and things like that, I've never really felt that that was the case in this area, especially in District 205.
That's one of the things that really brought me here was the support for music, not only from the school district, but also the community.
What keeps you motivated? And how long have you been here, and what keeps you motivated to continue on this sort of path helping these kids in this way?
Well, this is my second year with
okay.
the district. But I will have to say, you know, I talk about the University of Illinois mm-hmm. and walking through the rain and doing all that. And, you know, the kids were a little, you know, they weren't sure if they really wanted to do it. But once they got on the field – the amount of emotion, and especially from our seniors, just seeing their faces, and they felt really proud of the product that they put out there.
The adrenaline just kind of takes over, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
All right. We were talking off the air. You don't really have any time to rest now that the marching band season is over, right?
Nope. It's on to the next thing, pep band and our concert band season.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And those are very fun things and very neat things to listen to and see as well. So.
Right.
So when you go to a basketball game, take a look up at the band.
Absolutely.
There
yeah,
you
they're
go.
Up there going all year.
Andy Empey, Director of Bands for Galesburg High School, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on a phenomenal season for your marching streaks, and I hope things continue to get better and better for you. And thanks for all you're doing to help our community in this way.
Thanks for having me on.